Shalom to all. Today's daf of Abbas, daf Kuf Mem Beis, and we are starting about the third line with the words the Amr of Nachman. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Abbas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Uliyah. Now yesterday we began discussing the idea of Hamazaka Ubar. Is a person able to be mazake? Could he be makna something to an ubar, to a fetus in the mother's stomach? Now we're going to continue discussing this. Gemara tells us the Amr of Nachman. Rav Nachman says Hamazaka Ubar Loikana. If a person tries to be mazake to the fetus, it's not kana. However, if he says Lichash Teled, that once the mother gives birth, then his child, who's not an ubar anymore, he's not a fetus, he's a living born child, so then kana, the child's going to be kana. Whereas Rav Huna says av lichash teled like kana. Even if he uses the lashon of lichash teled after she gives birth, the child's still not kana. Whereas Rav Shesha says echad zev echad zev kana. It doesn't make a difference if he says lichash teled or even if he doesn't say that and he's mezaka to the uber itself, it's still kana. Now Amar Rav Shesha explains, how do I know this? Satan, because we have a brisa. Ger shemes, we have a ger that died. Now we know that if a ger doesn't have any children, that means he has no relatives because he's not halachically related to anyone from his non-Jewish family, and therefore all of his nechasim are up for grabs. And that's exactly what happened. Ubizu Yisrael nechasov, other Yidden took his nechasim, but then Vishamu Shesh Leben, they heard that he had a son, Aishaisa Ishtemu Beres, or they heard that his wife was pregnant, as a Chevel Hachzir. They have to return all these nechasim that they took, because that means that he has a Yairash. Ichzira Kol, let's say they returned everything, Va'achakach, and then afterwards, Shamu Shemes Benai, they heard that that son died, Aishapila Ishtai, or Leilenu, his wife miscarried, then Hichzik Bishnia, Kana. Whoever's Machzik, the Ger's nechasim, this second time around, those people are kind of them, Uberishan, Kana, but the people who were machzik them the first time around were not kana. Now here comes Rosh with his proof. Uber, if you want to say that an ubar is not able to be kind to something, why do people have to come around the second time to make another chazaka after they hear that the wife miscarried? They already made a chazaka the first time around. It could be the same people, it could be it was different people, but a chazaka was already made the first time around. It must be, since we say that another chazaka has to be made, that that ubar, that fetus in the mother's stomach, did yarshin the father, and the only reason why now there's a second chance for somebody to take the ger's nechasim is because the mother miscarried and sadly the baby was never born. Because man, that ubar, that fetus was alive in the mother's stomach, he yarshined his father. And so we see that a ubar could be kind of things. That's right for Rav Sheshes. However, Amar Abayi says, that's not a raya, Yerusha Abame Leo Shani, a Yerusha that comes on its own is different. We already mentioned this yesterday. The Yerusha being transferred from a father to an unborn child is different than a person actively being mezaka something to an ubar. And therefore there's no raya from this case of the ger for Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Amarava gives a different reason why there's no raya. Shani Hasim, that case is different. Deruf and Rapin by Dayo Meikara, because it was weak in their hands in the first place. When these people made a kinyan on the Ger's Nechasim, when they heard that he died, they didn't make this kinyan with 100% conviction. They weren't totally sure that this Ger's Nechasim actually belonged to them. And it's only the second time around, after they heard that the mother miscarried, then they're able to make a 100% kinyan. And that's why this case of the Ger dying is not a raya for Rav Sheshes. The Gemara asks, my Benayu, what's the difference between Abai and Rava's explanations? And the answer is, Eke Benayu, the difference is, Shishomu by Shemes, they heard that the Ubar had died, and so they went and made a kinyan, v'loimeis, but it turned out that he actually didn't die, v'acharkachmeis, and then afterwards the Ubar died. So according to Rav, a new kinyan would not need to be made, because when they made that kinyan the first time, they thought that the Ubar died, that the mother had already miscarried, and that means that when they made the kinyan, it was with 100% conviction, 100% certainty that this is theirs. Now again, they made a mistake, it turned out that the Ubar was alive, but it does make a difference, because when they made the kinyan, they did it with 100% certainty, and again, later on, after the Ubar actually did die, their original kinyan would be valid. But according to Abaye, that original kinyan is not valid because it's not a full Yerusha. Yerusha Bamei Leo is a valid Yerusha, but when they made the original kinyan, since the Ubar was still alive, that kinyan would be nothing. So that would be the difference. And bottom line is, Rav Sheshes doesn't have a raya from this case. The Gemara continues, Tashma with another attempted raya. A Mishnah Maseches Nida tells us, Tinoik ben Yoim Echad, Noichel Umanchil. A one-day-old child, he's Noichel, he inherits, and if he dies, he's Manchil, he now bequeaths that inheritance to his brothers. Now what do we learn from here? Ben Yoim Echad in Ubar Loi, that only if the child is born. He has to be at least a day old, but that's only if he is a day old will he be able to be Neuchel and Manchel. But if he's an Ubar, he can't be Neuchel and Manchel. As we see from here, that an Ubar is not able to be Kaina. The Gemara says no. Ha'amar of Sheshes answers that what's that Mishnah telling us? Something totally different. Neuchel b'nechseo'im lahanchel la'achin min ho'av. That a one-day-old child is able to inherit the chasim of his mother and be Manchel them to brothers from his father. Such as use an example from the Torah, we have Yaakov married to Leah and Rachel. He has Reuven, Shimon, and Levi from Leah. And Rachel's pregnant with Yosef, she gives birth to him, Mazel Tov, and then she dies, and then this one-day baby Yosef also dies. So in such a case, the moment that Rachel died, her son Yosef inherits all of her property, and then when he dies, his brothers from his father, his paternal brothers, namely Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, they inherit everything from his mother. That's what it means, Noichel b'nechseo aim, lahanchel la'achin minoav. And the explanation continues, v'dafka ben yom echad, it has to be that he's a day old, aval ubar loy, but if he's an ubar, this would not happen. Let's say Rachel died with this fetus, with this ubar in her stomach. We don't say that after after death, the way we look at it is that the fetus inherits her, and then his brothers inherit him. My time, but why is that? Kof mem beis on the top. Tumas bereishit, because a fetus, he dies first. When a mother dies with a baby in her stomach, we say that the baby died before the mother. And the ina ben yarshes ima bekever lahan chalachin min o'av. And a son doesn't inherit his mother in the kever, meaning after he died, in order to give his nachla over to his brothers from his father. Since he died before his mother, we're not going to say that after death, he gets to inherit his mother, so now his brothers get to inherit him. And that's all the Mishnah Nid is telling us. It's not telling us anything about a uber being able to be kaina. It's specifically talking about this case. The Gemara says, hold on one second. Remember, to is Bresha? Does this mean to say that if a mother dies with a baby in her stomach, the fetus actually died first? Valhava of the other story, Uperchas Tosa Perchuse, that the fetus actually shifted or moved three movements after the mother died. So that means that the fetus was still alive and didn't die before the mother. However, on my Ravashi, he answers that no. Mi the Hava Azon of Halta is like the tail of a lizard that gets cut off. Shemifar Chas says it will still move around even after it's detached from the lizard and obviously doesn't have any life in it. Is what we would call post-death convulsions, and doesn't actually mean that the tail of the lizard, or in our case, the fetus inside the mother's stomach, is still alive. Now we have another answer for what the Mishnah is telling us. Mar Barei Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rava Amar Loimar. What's the Mishnah saying? Shemayit b'chelik b'chayra. That this one-day-old child is memayit. He takes away. He lessens the chelik of the b'chayra. The dafka ben yamecher. He has to be at least one day old. Aval ubar loy. But if he's an ubar, then he's not going to take away the chelik b'chayra. For example, when a father died, he left over two sons, one of them being a b'char and a pregnant wife. That ubar, which later on turns out to be a boy, doesn't take away a chelik of the b'chayra. The b'char is going to get his double portion, as if there's only two boys, not three. A son is only to be might chelik b'chayra as if he was born before the father died. And my time, why is this? Because v'yaldu loyam rachmana. The Torah says, and was born to him. This is referring to a father. Dar marbrei Rav Yosef mishmei derava ben shanoi lachar misas aviv. If a son is born after his father dies, he might chelik b'chayra. He doesn't take away the chelik of the b'char. The b'char is going to get his extra portion as if he doesn't have his brother, because his brother was born after the father died. And my time, once again, why is that? V'yaldu loyam rachmana. The Torah says regarding the b'chayra portion that it was born to him, v'haleka, and this brother wasn't born yet before the father died. Therefore, this ubar is not going to take away from the chelik b'chayra. And that's all the Mishnah Nida is telling us. Now, we continue discussing this. Besura masnu hachi. In Sura, this is what they teach, meaning what we had just said. Whereas with Pumbedisa masnu hachi, in Pumbedisa, this is what they teach. That Amar Mar Breid Rav Yosef Mishmei Derava, b'char shanoi lachar misas aviv, if a b'char was born after his father died, this is talking about where the father died, and he left over a wife who subsequently gave birth to twin boys. One of them is obviously the firstborn, or it could be that the father died, leaving over two wives. Each of them are pregnant, and each gave birth to a boy. One of them is also going to be the b'char. But since both of these children were born after their father died, this b'char, this firstborn, is not going to get double portion. My time, why is that? Yakir amrachmana v'halasa de yakir. The Torah says that the father has the ability to be yakir, to recognize who the b'char is, but here he wasn't able to recognize because he died before the b'char was born, which is another explanation for what this means, that a uber is not going to be kaina, not regarding war of sheshes or the other madam we're talking about. It's specifically in regards to this din of a b'char getting double. And v'hilchos ha-kachol hani lishan to amr mar breid Rav Yosef shmei d'rava. The halacha is like both of these lishanis that were said by mar breid Rav Yosef in the name of Rava. And here we come to final psak. Amr Rav Yitzchak, amr Rav Yechanan, hamazak l'ubar loy kana. If a person tries to mazak something to an ubar, to a fetus, that unborn child is not kaina it. And v'im timer mishnah seinu, if you're going to say, yeah, but what about our mishnah? That's what sparked this entire discussion. Our mishnah had said that if a person stated, if my wife gives birth to a boy, he gets 100. If she gives birth to a girl, she gets 200. And that's mashma that he's being mazak the money to the ubar while it's still in the mother's stomach. How does that work? Well, that's different. Since a person's das is close to his son, in other words, there's one case where we say mizakul ubar is kana, that's only when the ubar is his child. Since a person is makne this with 100% certainty and determination to his unborn child because it's his son or it's his daughter, so then the kinyan works. But in all other cases of trying to be mizaka to an ubar that's not a person's child, it doesn't work. And I'm really Shmuel Rav Chana Bagdasar. Shmuel told Rav Chana from Baghdad, Puk Aisili Be'asara, go bring 10 people for me, and I'm going to tell you in front of them, this is in order to publicize this halacha, that I'm mizakul ubar kana. One who's mizaka to an ubar is kana. However, the real halacha is hamzakul ubar loy kana. If a person tries to mizaka something to an ubar who's not his child, that ubar is not kana. I think Mark goes on to another case discussing trying to mizaka something to a person who's not born. A fellow told his wife, all my nechasim are going to go to the sons that I have from you. Now, in this situation, his wife wasn't even pregnant. Up until now, we've been discussing that the wife was pregnant. There was an ubar, there was a fetus in her stomach. Here, the husband told his non-pregnant wife, all my nechasim go to the sons I'm going to have from you. Now, also break a shisha, his older son from a different marriage came, and Amr Lehi asked the father, who gavra mai tava le, what about this fellow? Meaning, what about me, dad? Do I get a portion? Amr Lehi. So his father said, Zilkan kechad mbra, you should go and be kinda like one of the other sons that I will eventually have from this other wife of mine. Now, what's it then? So Hanach, in regards to these other children nation that will eventually be born, they for sure are not kind of a part of their father's nechasim, because they're not here. They're not going to acquire this special gift, this matana their father's trying to give them, because not only are they not born, they weren't even conceived yet. And so here's the real question. Hi, this son, this older one that had came along and managed to secure a portion for himself, is chaylik l'talya b'makim b'naya, or less li chaylik l'talya b'makim b'naya? Does this youth, this lad, this young one, that's what we're calling this older son, we're calling him a talya, which means a young or youthful person. So does he have a chaylik b'makim the other sons, or does he not have a chaylik b'makim the other sons? If we're going to say that he has a chaylik b'makim b'naya, that means we look at it as follows. Let's say later on the father had three sons from this other wife of his, and then the father died, so there's four boys, three from the other wife and one from the first wife, and the father left over $100. So if we're going to say that less lechaylik l'talya b'makim b'naya, that he doesn't get a portion in place of the other sons, because remember, as we said, for sure those sons do not get a portion, even though their father tried to give them something special, since he said this before they were even conceived, they weren't even in their mother's stomach yet, they don't get anything. So maybe this older brother of theirs doesn't get anything either, and then we're just going to divide this $100 equally between all of them, and each one's going to walk away with 25. Or maybe we're going to say that is chaylik l'talya b'makim b'naya, that the son does get a chaylik, even though those other sons do not. And what would we do then? We divide everything into four, because there's four sons. $25 would go to this older child, but that's only because of the gift that the father gave him originally. Now there's $75 left for the regular Yerusha, and that's going to be divided once again four ways, and the older son is now going to get another portion on top of that $25 that he just received. He's going to get 25% of the remaining $75. And here we have a big machlokes, Rav Avin, Rav Miyasha, Rav Yirmiya, the Amri, all of them say, is chaylik l'talya b'makim b'naya, that this older son does get a portion, or is Rav Avov, Rav Chanin bar Papi, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, the Amri, they all say, less chaylik l'talya b'makim b'naya, he doesn't get a portion. Normally, Rav Avov, Rav Yirmiya, Rav Avov, who holds that the son does not get a portion, he asked Rav Yirmiya, who holds that the son does get a portion, Elchazak Hava son, Elchazak Hava Saichu, is Allah like us, or is Allah like you? So Amri, Rav Yirmiya told him, Pshita, Elchazak Hava son, it's obvious that Allah is like us, that the son is going to get a portion, because we're older than you, and Allah is not like you, because you're much younger than us. So Amar Le Revo asked him, does it have anything to do with who's younger or older? But time Talia Milsa, it has to do with reasoning, it has to do with Svara. And our Svara that the son does not receive is actually stronger than your Svara that the son does receive. That's Rav Yirmiya's turn to ask Revo, the time am I? Okay, so what's your reasoning that this older son does not receive a portion? So Revo told him, Zilagabed Rab Avin, why don't you go to Rab Avin? The Asbroniale, I explained it to him. I explained him our svara, Kufmem Gemalam Alpha on top, Vakarkish Bareshe Be Midrasha, and he nodded his head in the base medrash, meaning he agreed to my svara. And even though he used to be part of your camp, Rabbi Yirmiya, he came over to our camp and he agrees that this older son does not receive a portion. So Azal Gabe, Rabbi Yirmiya went to Rav Avin, and Amrle Rav Avin told him, explaining why this older son doesn't get a portion, because Ilu Amrle, Kani Kechamar, Mi Kani, if the father would have told the son of his, I want you to be Kani like a donkey. Would he be kinda? The same, the donkey is not going to be kinda nechasim, the son won't either, because he said, I want you to be kinda like the donkey. Well, the donkey is not relevant, so the son's kinyan is not relevant either. And that's exactly what happened over here. The father had said, my unborn children, who have not even yet been conceived, are going to be kinda my property. Well, that's just like trying to be makin it to a donkey. And then he told his son who was born, okay, you'll be kinda like them. Well, the same way that they aren't kinda, the son who already was born, the older one, he's not kinda either. And that's the svara. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.